For today's In Touch, I talked to Wellman City Administrator Nick Pascia about some work being done to their water tower and some stepped-up enforcement for their past-due utility account policy.
Well, first off, you sent a notice today about the water tower painting. It said it's a scheduled thing. How many years does it take until you need to do it again?
Oh, geez, I don't know exactly. I think it's pretty uncommon. I would think 10 to 15 years.
How much does this cost the city?
Well, we have an annual maintenance contract with a company called Utility Service that we pay $15,000 a year to have them maintain our water tower, and that includes inside, outside painting and any repairs and all the inspections that are required. So it's part of a contract that we have with a company.
Was the last time that this happened 10, 15 years ago then?
I wouldn't know the last time it was painted. The outside was painted about 4 years ago.
Okay. It says it's going to take up to 4 weeks. Is that a good estimate for how long you expect it to take?
That's on the long side. If everything goes right, it could be as short as 2 weeks. But, you know, if there's any snags or anything like that, it could be up to 4 weeks.
Definitely. Yep. Well, on to your council meeting here, the pedestrian walkway, the vacation of it, could you explain that to me? I'm not really quite sure what that means.
Yeah, right now there's a I call it a tunnel. It's right downtown Wellman. There's a tunnel that you can access through Main Street to get basically behind Main Street to the west to a city-owned parking lot. It is right next door to what is now the Hillsbank drive-thru, so there's an alley there that people can walk through. So before there was a building. So the tunnel was necessary so people could access the rear parking area and get to downtown Main Street. With the Hills Bank now having the alleyway there, they knocked down a building and drive through. This pedestrian tunnel walkway is no longer necessary. It's privately owned by an individual in town, and basically the city just had an easement to use that and pedestrians to use that. So basically we are just vacating our easement of it, and it will remain in the ownership of the guy that owns it.
So essentially not public property anymore.
Correct. Yep. I think his plans are to close it in and use it for like a retail business of some sort. Yep.
Okay. And then you had a discussion of the accounts past due. Did you make any decisions there?
Yeah. We've got several outstanding utility bill accounts that are several months past due. We've worked on payment agreements with folks, and they aren't filling their end. So we've been pretty lenient on giving people extra time, but we've gotten quite a few that are large and outstanding, and we basically just need to, we're tightening the ratchets down a little bit and going to be a little bit more vigilant on shutting people off for non-payment and past due accounts.
And would that be the decision that was made, just stricter enforcement?
Correct. Yep. We've already got the language and everything on the books and the ordinance. We just are going to be a little bit stricter in our enforcement and a little less forgiving with payment plans and everything like that.
Yep. And then that would be effective immediately? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, great. Well, and then authorization for second publication stating intent to locate the city's wastewater improvement. Did that go off without a hitch there?
Yeah, it's kind of a formality that wastewater bar screen, the sewer plant improvement that we're going to be doing probably next spring, it's just some basically government paperwork.
Gotcha.
That we had to publish the intent. You got to do it twice. We've already done the first one. This is the second one, just letting people know that we're locating it there in the floodplain, and if anybody has any objections, they need to let us know. So just a way that we had to follow proper procedure to get the grant money.
That was my conversation with Wellman City Administrator Nick Pascia. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.